This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Environment Report. Several Southeast Asian countries are concerned about China's plans to build dams along the Mekong River. Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam share the lower area of the Mekong. Environmental experts say Chinese dams threaten people, wildlife, and water systems on the river. The Mekong River is the 12th longest river in the world. It is 4,800 kilometers long. It flows through China, Burma, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam. More than 60 million people depend on the Mekong for food, water, and transportation. The yearly periods of floods and dry conditions are important for the production of rice and vegetables. The Mekong also supports many different kinds of fish. But environmental activists say this system is threatened. During the past 10 years, more than 100 large dams have been proposed for the Mekong. Groups such as the Asian Development Bank have proposed these dams. Some of these projects have already been built. Environmental experts say one of the greatest threats is China's plan to build 8 dams along the upper Mekong River. 2 of these dams already have been completed. China began building the 3rd dam in January. China says these dams can produce power on the Mekong without harming the flow of the river system. It says the dams will reduce flooding and water shortages in the countries in the lower part of the Mekong. But environmental experts say the dams could increase flooding, harm the fishing industry, damage the environment, and block transportation links. Flooding on the Mekong has killed hundreds of people in the past 2 years. That number is expected to rise as the water flow changes. Experts say the worst effects could happen in Cambodia and Laos. These poorer countries have become dependent on Chinese investment and aid. Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, and Vietnam are part of the Mekong River Commission, based in Phnom Penh. The group manages development projects and protection of the Mekong River. China has refused to join the group. The governments of the commission are said to be too fearful of China to make any public protest about its development plans. This VOA Special English Environment Report was written by